This Medicaid contract is huge. It's huge financially, handing over several billion dollars to three managed care companies to run the state's Medicaid program. It's huge for the some 140,000 New Hampshire residents who rely on Medicaid. And Health and Human Services Commissioner Nick Toompas says it's a huge policy shift, too.
What we are doing is we are engaging these organizations to help us administer the program in accordance with the requirements that we have, because they bring a set of, again, perspectives, techniques, and so forth that we do not have at our disposal.
Here's the state's starting point. They don't want to do anything to compromise Medicaid services. They also want to save money. So how do you do both? The answer? Help Medicaid patients use the healthcare system in more efficient ways. Specifically, Toompas said the managed care companies, Centene, Meridian, and Boston Medical Center Health Plan, will make sure Medicaid patients find their way to primary care doctors. The problem right now, Toompas told executive counselors, is that the patients get lost in the complicated healthcare system. And, he said, getting lost costs money.
Right now, they will wander around. I mean, no disrespect to that, but because they don't have that foundation with somebody, a trusted entity that they can work with, navigate a complex system, that's the key first step that needs to happen. Is it a change? It is a big change.
While some finer policy points may have been lost on the executive counselors, the fact that managed care is a massive change hit home. One counselor raised the idea of tabling the matter. The proposed contracts were released publicly on Friday and total well over 1,000 pages. Given that, Deb Fournier with the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute says slowing down makes some sense.
The breadth of the documents, the scope is so huge. It requires a little bit of time to really examine them carefully and thoughtfully.
Fournier says the best chance to realize the $16 million in Medicaid savings earmarked in the budget is to give healthcare providers time to paw through the contracts. She says the more providers, the state, and the managed care companies are on the same page, the easier it will be to streamline the system. It looks like the executive council agrees more time is needed. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.